In Washington, the government is transitioning to the new Biden administration. There are preparations underway outside Washington as well. Some states are getting ready for policies the administration might hand down, such as Biden's campaign promise of a ban on new oil and gas drilling on public lands and waters. Wyoming has become increasingly reliant on the resource, with more than half of its production on federal land. Cooper McKim of Wyoming Public Media reports some in the state are preparing.
A legislative committee is discussing the last stages of approval for a major oil and gas project. Committee members like Wyoming State Senator Brian Boner are anxious to finish up.
Especially with everything that we're faced with the potential new administration slowing down permitting for oil and gas, I think it's good to have at least the opportunity or the potential of having an expedited process.
The project would allow 5,000 new oil and natural gas wells to be drilled in Wyoming. But the Interior Department still has to sign a record of decision before Inauguration Day on January 20. And if it doesn't, some fear new drilling could be delayed for years. For now, the ban on federal oil and gas drilling is a Biden campaign promise. But a new report commissioned by the state calculates the possible economic impacts for Wyoming, along with seven other western states, of either a leasing moratorium or drilling ban. Study author and University of Wyoming economist Timothy Considine told the legislative committee,
"It blows a big hole in the Wyoming budget. You know, it's going to make a bad situation even worse."
Within the first 5 years, Considine calculated those states could collectively lose $8 to $10 billion in tax revenue. Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon said Wyoming relies on a cooperative relationship with the federal government.
However, based on some of the comments we have heard from the Biden energy team, that relationship could be headed in a very different direction.
Gordon did not rule out litigation as a possibility. Otherwise, no concrete actions are certain in response to possible restrictions. For those in oil and gas advocacy, legal action is absolutely on the table. Pete Obermuller is president of the Petroleum Association of Wyoming.
We'll make sure that we're fully up to speed on what our options are on all these things in order to protect Wyoming's industry.
Oil and gas companies that produce on federal land appear mixed in their response to a potential ban. Some simply can't imagine it, given the impact on Wyoming. Occidental Petroleum isn't too concerned. CEO Vicki Holub spoke to that on a recent quarterly earnings call.
I believe that there's going to be other things that are much more urgent for soon-to-be President Biden to take on.
Meanwhile, environmentalists active in Wyoming are going on the offensive. Kate Hudson is with the Waterkeeper Alliance.
This coalition of organizations see finally a light at the end of the tunnel, an opportunity for the new administration to stop the bleeding, to stop the leasing of any more public lands.
With a new administration, Hudson says her coalition is preparing to push for big changes on day one, including an executive order ending new lease sales and oil and gas drilling on public land. More than 500 groups have now called for similar action. So, in and around Wyoming, interested parties are honing in on their wish list and their dread list ahead of Inauguration Day, while they wait to see what action, if any, the Biden administration will take. For Here and Now, I'm Cooper McKim.